guys, my name is Omar Abosi, and welcome once again to my YouTube channel, to my podcast. Oh my, I was kidding. Justify with Omar. Welcome once again to Justify with Omar. So today we'll be talking about the advantages and disadvantages of arranged marriage. In our last session, we talked about arranged marriage. Yes, still on arranged marriage. Talked about the definition and the history of arranged marriage and of an arranged marriage, and we defined arranged marriage as a type of marital union where the bride and the groom are primarily selected by individuals other than the couple themselves. It could be the parents, it could be an elderly person in the family, it could even be a professional matchmaker. Like, come on. It could just be anybody, but I think it's mostly an elderly person or the parents. And we also said that arranged marriage began in the 18th century, and it was very common then. Yes, in the 18th century. And also, for the arranged marriage to be legal back then, the woman's father or the guardian had to give permission to a suitable man who could afford to marry. Whereby we talked about the bride price, they would give the person or the woman to someone who is financially okay to get married to their daughter. Okay, so today we'll be looking at the advantages and the disadvantages of arranged marriages. And believe me, first of all, you know that arranged marriage is different from matchmaking. I think in this 21st century, we call arranged marriage matchmaking, but we now do it in a more better and stylish way, whereby, for instance, I have a single friend and a single best friend who are looking for a partner, and I'm like, okay, you're single, why don't you guys just meet and get to know each other? And if you're saying something very beautiful in each other and you want to continue with the whole thing, no problem, and it can lead to marriage. You get. But the thing is that the difference between this matchmaking and arranged marriage is that these people are going to meet each other before the marriage. They are going to know each other. They would definitely know each other. They would know if they are compatible, their likes, get to know each other's likes, each other's dislikes, and whatsoever they do in the talking stage. But when it comes to arranged marriage, most times the couple do not even see themselves till the day of the marriage, while most times they just see pictures. You get. So they don't even know. The parents just set this one up and set this one up, and okay, fine, I have a single daughter, I have a single son, let's just set them up, let them get married. Why most times they do it from childbirth? It happens. They do it from childbirth. Whereby if, let's say, my dad's friend gave birth to a son, and my dad gave birth to a daughter from childbirth, and they'll be like, okay, since these people are, he's a guy, I'm a girl, why don't we just set them up to get married when they come up of age? You get. So most times they arrange these whole marriages while they are still children. But like I said, I don't see any advantage of that, because trust me, apart from the fact that it will save us all the stress of looking for who we're going to get married to, and save us all the talking stage stress. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are tired of this whole talking stage. So, apart from the fact that it saves us all from the whole talking stage stress, there's nothing beautiful, or there's not really an advantage of an arranged marriage. But there are a lot of disadvantages of arranged marriages, please. Whereby, first of all, love is not a factor. it's not even a priority. Like, come on, we marry because we are in love with this person and we want to spend the rest of our life with this person, and we are saying something that we can, something that just tickles our fancy, you get, in this person, and damn, I want to do this all the rest of my life, you get. And there's love. Trust me, love is a very important thing. A lot of people ask me, girl, why do you like posting this love thing and all that? And I'm like, I love love. I love seeing two people in love. I love this when I see someone so much in love with their family or their spouse or something. And I love my family a lot. It just gives me this joy over and over and over again. I don't know how to explain this beautiful feeling, but then it's but then apart from that, one of the disadvantages of arranged marriages is that the concept of love is set aside for the betterment of the family. They feel it is for the betterment of the family because, come on, what is that? But they don't see it as a priority. It's not a thing. They just feel that as far as the parents have arranged this thing, they don't need love. Come on. One of the reasons for arranged marriages back then is to maintain family bond. So they don't see it as a love thing. They do not. Which is not a good thing, because in every marriage, love is a very important thing. Love is a very, very important thing. Another disadvantage of arranged marriage is that it creates relationships that often lack trust. Like, there is no trust at all. You didn't get to know this person. You didn't get to spend time with this person. You didn't get to know what he's capable of and what he's not capable of. As far as the parents just arrange this whole thing, and most times they don't have a choice, they just go in with whatever thing the parents says. There is no trust, and when there is no trust, it brings a lot of emotional things. Seriously, it stabilizes the mental health. For instance, let's say the husband is cheating on the wife, or the wife is cheating on the husband. Like, how do you expect this person to feel in the marriage? And let's all be sincere, in this situation, there's an 80% chance of the man or the woman cheating. Yes, there's an 80% chance of that, because they didn't get to know each other. They didn't get to spend time with each other, to know what each other likes, to know what this person likes or what this person do not like. So there is hardly trust, and there's an 80% chance of both parties cheating on each other. Yes, this is very possible. So it is a very big disadvantage of arranged marriage, because a home where there is no trust, it can also affect the children. Imagine their children growing up and seeing that the parents do not trust each other. Man, it's a lot. And another disadvantage of arranged marriage is an arranged marriage can force someone to live with an individual they do not know. Yes, like I talked about the whole talking stage, you do not know this person. You do not know what the person is capable of. What if he hits? What if the man hits a woman? What if he is an abuser, either emotionally or physically or any other thing? What if he abuses her? It's a thing. Like, you do not know what this person is capable of, and the parents just set them up for marriage because they feel it will make the whole family become strong, and it will bring this special bond or make the family get or something. It doesn't really make sense, because nowadays nobody would want to get married to someone they do not know. I, for one, would not want to do that. I would not want to spend the rest of my life with someone I do not know. That is why talking stage is very important. In as much as this arranged marriage saves us all the stress of the whole talking stage, But I'm going to tell you, talking stage is very, very, very vital. And I tell my friends, I tell people I do not know, I tell my friends that they should learn to ask the right questions. This goes to both guys and girls, both male and female. Learn to ask the right questions. Learn to be very observant. If you meet someone for the first time and you guys are getting to know each other, you should be smart in your questions. It's not just because you guys are feeling butterflies and all that and then you ignore a whole lot of things. No, do not do that. Learn to be very, very observant. If this person, if this guy, if this lady is capable of hitting a woman, my dear, run. If the woman is capable of hitting a man, my dear, run. I'm not going to be one-sided. And why I said I'm not going to be one-sided is because I've had a lot of complaints. Yeah, some of my friends told me that I'm always taking the female side. But then, no, I don't always do that. I try to see it from the male point of view and a female point of view. But then, this goes to both male and female. If this person is capable of emotionally abusing you and physically abusing you, please, my dear, leave even before it goes into marriage. Before it gets into marriage, leave. Okay, so learn to ask the right questions. That is very, very important. So, arranged marriages. There's nothing beautiful, there's nothing sweet in arranged marriage, trust me. I don't see anything nice in it. Like, get our parents or parents setting this whole thing up for their children to get married so they do not know. I don't see anything sweet in it. That is why they've advanced it all to matchmaking. Yes, no, matchmaking, whereby you guys can just meet each other, go on dates, go on dinner dates, go on lunch dates, and get to know each other very well. Like, get to know each other very well. It's actually a beautiful thing because it's a process. It's a process, and that process is beautiful, believe me. So, that will be all for today. Arranged marriages. And thank you all for listening to me. I know I like talking too much, but then sometimes I should learn to stop. But anyway, thank you so much for listening to me. And this is Just Five Toma. And also, if you have any questions, or if you have opinion, or there's something you want to say, or there's a place you do not understand, just send a message. You would see Justify with Omar on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or Anchor FM. So just send in your message, I would definitely answer you. Or if you have my number, you send me a text on WhatsApp. So, like I said, thank you very much, and I will see you next time. Cheers.